Okay, good evening, everybody, from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. And tonight, Beis Hashem, we're going to be learning Simon Shin Samach Gimel Se'if Lamed. This is page 448, or Reish Chav Dalid Amud Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Mavoi Shetzido Echad Aruch Ve'Echad Katzer. Let's say you have a Mavoi where the two side walls of the Mavoi, one of them goes much further out than the other, so it's uneven. Afilu Ein Sad Aruch Odef Al Katzer Dalid Amos. Even if the longer side is less than 4 amos longer than the shorter side, when you put a beam over the entranceway of that mavoi, it can only be a straight beam where the shorter wall ends. It should not be a beam where the longer wall ends, nor can it be on a diagonal to cover where both walls end. It has to be a straight beam, dafka, where the shorter wall ends. But if you want to, instead of putting a beam, you want to make a tzuras pesach, yatsasham tzuras pesach ba'alachzom. That you could do on an angle. V'tocha mavoi yachol aniach ha'korah ba'alachzom. If you want to place the korah in middle of the mavoi somewhere, not at the very end of the mavoi, then you could put it on an angle. U'meshamish b'katzer, k'neged ha'katzer, baruch k'neged ha'aruch. And then you would be allowed to use any area of the mavoi that is inside of that angled beam. It's just that at the entrance of the mavoi, you're not able to put an angled beam. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Chav Gimel, Shetzido Echad Aruch, V'nimshach Kol Shlusha Sham Yosem Mikol Shel Hasheni. And therefore, since one side is long, that wall extends into the Rosh Hashanah more than the second wall. Afilu Ein Sad V'chulei Arba Amos, even if the long side is not 4 amos longer than the shorter side, V'adin Afilu Pachos Mizen, similarly, even if it were less than that, Kam Kenein Maniach Ele Keneged HaKotzer Dafka V'lo Ba'alachzon, you're only allowed to put the beam where the short wall is, and not at an angle. Vatam dekora mishum hekar asuya kedei lalesi lemichlof parashas rabim. And the reason is because a korah is meant to be a hekar, so that you don't get confused between that area and a rishas rabim. Ubalachso no avi hekar. But it is not an effective hekar if it's on an angle. Vahainu, and the reason it's not an effective hekar if it's on an angle, dim yanichu balachso v'yishamish b'tzad ha'oruch neged ha'oruch shein dofen kenegda ha'ro ezeh yomar shemuzo l'shamish b'rishas rabim. If you have it on an angle and you're using the area right next to the long wall, so from the perspective of the short wall, it looks like you're in a Rosh Hasharabim, and then people are going to come to be metaltal in Rosh Hasharabim as well. If yishenu so'odev dome shemin amavoy, that extended area doesn't look like it's from the mavoy. V'zehu atam dihitar achar kach b'shulchan aruch laniach hakor b'tocha mavoy balachzon shesham lo yavoy yaldezeh litzal sa'atu l'sham b'rosh hasharabim. And that's why the shulchan aruch in the very next line says, yeah, but if it's somewhere in the middle of a mavoy, you could have a korah at an angle, because then there's nothing to get confused about. It does not look like you're using a Rosh Hasharabim, because that's very clearly inside of the mavui. Kuf chavhe, yas shom tzuris pesach ba'alach. So you are allowed to make a tzuris pesach on an angle. V'yishtamish b'kotzer k'neged kotzer, b'aruch k'neged aruch. And you could use anything inside of that angled beam. V'atam, the tzuris pesach havi k'mo mechitza gemura. Now the reason the tzuris pesach is different than a korah is that a tzuras, I said anything inside that angled beam. What I meant is anything inside that angled tzuras HaPesach. The reason the tzuras HaPesach is different than a korah is because the tzuras HaPesach has the status of a complete wall. A wall could be in any shape and size, right? A wall could for sure be on an angle. And even if the opening of the mavoi is more than 10 amos, it's also mutarali de tzuras pesach. Kidila el bereish siv chavav, like we said in the beginning of siv chavav. Aval im yamid lechi echad etzal ha'aruch v'lechi echad etzal ha'kotzer. But if you have these two side walls of a mavoi, one that juts out much further into the shasam and one that does not, and you put a lechi on each side, einin mawilim l'shtamish ba'alachzon, it will not allow you to use the area inside the angle between those two walls. V'afil lo ya'alachzon yosem esra amos. And even if that opening is less than 10 amos, even on an angle, sha'af sha'alechi enu mishum hekar bilvad el mishum mechitza, even though the lechi serves as a mechitza and not a hekar, meaning what he's doing there is he's asking kashi. He's saying, I don't understand. When it comes to putting a korah on an angle at the end of this lopsided mavoi, we said the korah doesn't work, it's not a good hekar. And the korah is supposed to be a hekar, it's not a good hekar. When it comes comes to putting the Tzuris Pesach, we said, oh, that works because the Tzuris Pesach is not a hecker. The Tzuris Pesach is a wall. So you would think that anything that qualifies as a wall is good, even on an angle, and anything that qualifies as a hecker is no good when it's on an angle. So he says, well, then how come putting a lechi on each side is no good? A lechi on each side is a wall. It's not a hecker. So that should be valid. So he answers, Mikamakum Lechi Shabitzada Aruch, Enumalatulishamishatso, Hol Vein Shamachitza Kenegdo, because the two lechis on each side combine to make a wall, but the lechi on the longer side does not connect to the lechi on the other side. Venum Musalishamish al Negra Lechi Shomi Bitsara Katzer, Shumate Rakno Chabyosher. And therefore you're only allowed to use the area corresponding to the lechi on the shorter wall. Amnam Zeu Dafka Bimavi Shimutubalechi. But even that only works in a mavoi where you don't need two lechis. Aval b'chatzer shesarik shnei pasin. But in a chatzer where you need two boards, open mavoi shalanu sheish and din chatzeros, or in our mavois where we treat it with all the dinim of a chatzer, afilu ad makom chatzer gam kein enu matul l'shtamesh achrei shalnuchel letzarif elav alachi acher sheino min negdo. When you have a lechi on the end of each wall, even Keneged HaKotzer you're not allowed to use because you don't have two lechis, because the lechi along the longer wall is not mitzarif, doesn't combine, doesn't team up with the lechi on the shorter wall. Valkein tzarich lizar b'makom shemamit shnei lechiyayim she'amidu b'shavet zeh neged zeh v'lo balachson. So he says it comes out of gevaldik chumra. Whenever you want to set up two lechis, they better be perfectly straight across from each other. If they're on an angle, they don't work. So you have to make sure they're perfectly straight. U'b'tzuris ha'pesach mani afilu balachson. But that's perhaps one of the reasons why we always use a tzuris ha'pesach, because a tzuris ha'pesach could come in any shape and form, and that's perfectly fine. Canal, custom the chidusha arashba. The source of pesach mani, afilu ayitzad echad odif achaver dal ramos vioser, dukma mechitza gemura. In fact, they could even be off by more than four amos from each other, and it still works as a source of pesach, because the source of pesach has a din of a full fledged mechitza. Yachala niach. So he said you could put the inside, when you're inside the mavoi, you could put a korah even on an angle. Ayn betaz shem tzadi tedavke im ba'alachson enu yosem me'asramos tilav achi osrayim be'alacha. That the Taz writes, yeah, that works, but only if the angle, the beam running across that angle is less than 10 amos. If it's more than 10 amos, then it does not work. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if you have a lopsided mavoi, a mavoi where one side wall juts out further than the other side wall, a korah will not work because a korah is meant to be a hecker and it is not an effective hecker since it looks like you're in a rishus rabim. A tzuris ha-pesach absolutely does work because a tzuris ha-pesach is a mechitza, and lechis do not work even though they have a din of a mechitza. And we said that when you have something that requires two lechis, then even if you have one lechi on the long wall and one lechi on the short wall, they're not mitzarif with each other, and therefore you have nothing. And that's why if you're going to make lechis, they better be perfectly aligned with one another. And perhaps that's why we're machmir to always use a tzuris ha-pesach. But we did say that a korah does not have to be perfectly straight if it's somewhere inside the mavui. Only when it's at the end on this on an angle is that a problem. But when it's inside the mavui on an angle is going to be okay, and you're allowed to carry anywhere inside that angle. Okay, but from tomorrow we will pick up with Si'ifim Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel, it looks like. And looking forward to seeing everybody then. Have a wonderful evening.